Now let's add to that AC a little bit of Cyruta Plus from the buckwheat leaf juice and seed, and we get ACP, just a different package of the same things that we've looked at. A lower abdominal pain, it'll be the same list as AC. Now, what's interesting is this. When Lee released ACP, in his early letters, he stated that he intended to withdraw AC from the market. He thought it wouldn't be necessary. He felt that ACP was far superior. However, it contained less echinacea root and less of some of the things that were in AC, and various field practitioners said, no, in some cases, the AC works better because of more of these factors. So he kept it in the line. And so his preference typically was ACP, but he said if that fails, then do AC. It's probably, he said, the echinacea root and some of the desiccated material, but he wasn't sure. So for the acute right now itis that has been basically pretty healthy, this could be pink eye, conjunctivitis, a variety of things, ACP works very effectively because all of the known factors to strengthen the integrity of the capillary bed is contained in the capsule. One per half hour, two per hour, something of that nature. Now, he admitted, and I think if Lee were alive today and looked at the catalog, or probably on his deathbed, he was thinking about the catalog and wondering, why is all this stuff in there? Because this does what that does, but this does what that does. And he was always looking for a way to simplify. Many of them do duplicate, but they stayed because some cases seemed to respond better to AC, but typically it would be ACP. So we need a few of them. I have a few AC, but typically in my office it's all ACP. If they don't, then I do the other one.